Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Dennis Prager over the weekend gave one of the most profound descriptions of liberalism I have ever heard. Just nailed it. I was glued to the television when he started talking about this. And he's talking about the horror of Amazon and why this gut checked so many people. Keep in mind, New York was not going to pay Amazon $3 billion in cash to come. That Amazon would have gotten basically $3 billion in tax abatements, meaning they had to pay the tax in first and they get some of it back. So it wasn't going to cost New York anything to have Amazon to move in. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweets in victory. Anything is possible when the Amazon deal is canceled. 25,000 jobs down the drain. Today was the day a group of dedicated everyday New Yorkers and their neighbors defeated Amazon's corporate greed, its worker exploitation, the power of the richest man in the world. What is she saying? It's okay if 25,000 of us lose, so long as one rich guy doesn't get to win. And that is socialism. That's why this was so galling. This is Dennis Prager explaining that on Judge Dineen.
And for the left, the love of ideas is much greater than the love of people. That 25,000 people would have jobs, good paying jobs, that massive numbers of workers in Long Island City and environs would benefit from Amazon coming there is of no consequence to them. They care about corporate greed, not about bettering the life of human beings. In the name of equality, people don't realize how much evil has been done. This is a little example. The French Revolution, where it began, hey, equality, and then they had guillotines. Oh, equality, and then you have Venezuela. Oh, equality, communist China. Oh, equality, Soviet Union.
So he's saying, listen, this is why this gut checks so many people. It doesn't matter how much it hurts the little guy, as long as we keep the big guy from winning. Prager continues.
Leftism is an emotion. It is not a position. And so they so loathe that anybody is richer than anyone else that it is better that everyone suffer at a low level than everyone be improved, but there still be much richer people. They live the idea of the violation, since I think in biblical terms often, of the 10th commandment. Do not covet what belongs to someone else. The left is based on coveting. They loathe the idea that Bezos is rich. I can't stand Bezos, but I don't loathe the idea that he's a billionaire. It is irrelevant to me. The only question is, will he do good by bringing business to my city?
Yep. Bingo. Dennis Prager continues, and this is my favorite clip of him, defining, see, the word equality is good, right? We all want some equality. That's what socialism is. It is equality. But is it good?
Socialism is this love of equality. As I said, so much evil has been done in it. Everybody is equal. By the way, this is not just in economics. For the left, everything is flattened out to equality. Parent-child are equal.
Wow.
The left-wing mindset does not want the parent to be unequal to their child, the teacher to be unequal to their student. Everything is equal. And of course, we are gods. We are equal. We are gods in our own eyes. Marx said it, and Engels said it. This is the beginning of leftism. I am my God. I don't answer to something higher than me. A child doesn't answer to a parent. The student doesn't answer to a teacher. A human doesn't answer to God. Wow. It is a flattening out in the name of equality.
And it is better for 25,000 to miss out on a job than for one to profit. Yep. That's the Amazon deal right there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.